it pains me to have to do what I'm doing this morning. The fact of the matter is, I've been battling with the party over those last 8 weeks to get national TV coverage. All I've asked for is the same treatment as everybody else. We've decided to run with three candidates in Midlands North West, three in across the two other regions, six candidates in total. And I'm the only one of the six that is not getting any national exposure. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, our leader has come out with one of our candidates' video last weekend endorsing him, confidently take a seat. The mistreatment of candidates by our party leadership is appalling. I've had enough of it, and that's why I'm coming out this morning to call it out. And I think it's completely unfair, given that we're the poorest region in Ireland. Infrastructure-wise, we're 218 out of 234 regions. If any region that we should be pushing as a Republican party, it's the region of Connacht and the border counties.
The perception is, the party leadership's belief is, that Barry Cowan is going to be elected, and your job, and Lisa Chambers' job, is to get him transfers. You believe that's underplaying the contribution you can make?
Well, first of all, we're jumping to polls, for me, that are completely weighted towards the region with the population. 500 people on a poll. I know that we're with it towards where the population lies, places like Kildare and that end of the constituency. And certainly, I'm not aware of any poll being taken on the border counties. I'm not too sure that there's a whole lot of it in Connacht either. But those polls do not recognise where my vote is held. And you know, for a party that always says we don't jump to the polls, the only polls on election day, our party is now taking a stance. That seems to be throwing two candidates overboard. But moreover, it isn't about myself or another candidate. It's about the region. This region has been left without proper representation in Europe for over 10 years now. And why would one with three candidates not give all of them an equal chance? The leadership don't decide on the votes on the day. And I'm appealing to the electorate, Donald. This is our chance. Europe is absolutely important when it comes to building our infrastructure. This is our chance to do something about it. We achieved Objective 1 status. We now need MEPs in Europe that's going to stand up for us and say, you know, this part of the world deserves its road network and its rail network the same as other parts of the country.
Have you had any response from Micheál Martin or other senior party figures?
I've had constant silence. I've made requests to leadership, to the heads of the party, the party press office, the director of elections. I made a request to Micheál Martin when I met him in Cavan last week, and all falling in deaf ears. I was doing the Katie Hannon show on Monday night, and the party stepped in and had me taken off that program and put on another candidate, as you've seen. We're not getting a fair crack of the whip, and it doesn't. I don't like doing these things, but at this moment in time, I'm left with no choice. And really, I'm asking people to step up to the mark here. There is a great opportunity for a seat in this part of the world, for a representative that knows the issues on the ground. When I say the importance of Europe, and this is the importance of Europe, Donald. If you leave the Dublin hinterland where the Midlands Northwest starts and you come west, the population drops. And when the population drops, the representation in Dublin drops. It doesn't matter what parties in government in Dublin, our plight will always be the same, we'll always claim catch up. That was the whole drive behind getting Objective 1 status. And now that we have it at a European level, we need representatives that will drive that objective at Europe. And start ensuring we're getting our fair share, getting our infrastructure built, and start to get the jobs in here and stop the brain drain, stop our young people having to leave these shores to go elsewhere for jobs. And that's what the proper representation is about. So I'm asking people to drop their party affiliation in this election and start voting for the candidates in this region.